Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What's up, everybody, and welcome into a brand new episode, a rocktacular, if you will, of the Metal Groove Podcast, a year-end special. New Year's is right around the corner. It's been a great year, man, especially for this show, this podcast network, the Thrill Me Podcast Network. It's been an awesome year for all of us, man. Our YouTube page is growing. We are so thankful for all the support of you guys out there. And this is my year-end episode. I kind of want to detail everything that happened this year whenever it comes to this show, talk about some of my favorite things in music over the past year, and go from there. I also have a few articles that I want to share with you guys as well. But I hope you guys are stoked. I hope you guys are locked in for the new year. Let us know how you're going to be celebrating. Make sure it's safe. Make sure you have some good tunes cranked up, because that's what it's all about, man. You want to have yourself a rocking good time. They don't call it the New Year's Poppin' Eve. No, they call it the New Year's a Rockin' Eve, because that's what you want to be doing. You want to be rocking when that ball's a dropping. But anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in, man. Good stuff. Like I said earlier, Thrill Me Podcast Network. Things are going so well. If you could, while you're here, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Join us. We have an awesome Patreon with a ton of shows that are coming around the corner. Check out all of those, which you can find the links for on our Facebook page. We also have an Instagram, a TikTok, but the main getter right now is our YouTube page. Come on over. Check out all of our silly antics, awesome videos, trailer reactions, my brother, Review It Rob, drinking eggnog, all kinds of good, funny things happening over there. Speaking of Mr. Review It Rob, hey man, he's got himself a pretty awesome show called the Review It Rob Show, man, where he talks about movies, news, horror, DC, all those great things. Mr. Wonderful Show, he has a great show talking about pop culture, movie reviews as well, awesome things. We have Improper Guidance, which just had their season ender. We got some other shows that are spinning. Haunters Podcast is coming right around the corner. It feels weird that that's already about to happen. We're going to have a new season of Haunters Podcast coming in, man. Hey, those HHN, those announcements don't wait for nobody. So make sure you stay tuned for Haunters Podcast. We have some new shows joining the arsenal as well. So we're going to be stocked, locked, and loaded with all the great content. So make sure you guys stick around. Stay tuned for all the awesome stuff that's coming around the bend. Okay, for this show, I can tell you, we're starting off the year big. There's something here in Charleston called the Metal Showcase. One of the bands that was in the first Metal Showcase of the year, Wicked Love, Mr. Brendan, he was on the show. He talked to us a little bit about that and his band. On next week's episode, we have another guest, another band that's going to be doing another local metal showcase. So we'll let that be a little teaser right there. Stay tuned for next week. And that's the goal, man. Next year and moving forward, I just want to keep giving you guys awesome interviews with some great bands, a lot of local bands, kind of shine the spotlight on Charleston down here, but also whoever else I can get on the show. I mean, I'm surprised over the past year, people that have reached out to me wanting to be on the show. And, you know, whenever I reach out to people and say, hey, this is what I'm doing, check out an episode, see if you're interested. So many people has gotten back to me. Has been an absolute blast and a pleasure to talk to, and I hope to keep that going. Maybe we can get some repeat guests coming in. Another big thing that was a part of my show last year was Top 10 Lists. Kind of took the month off from doing that this month. I want to start fresh. I believe January, we're going to start that back up, and we're going to be doing a Aerosmith. I believe Aerosmith's going to be the band that I want to kick off. I've been on a really big Aerosmith kick lately, and just the song Dude Looks Like a Lady. For whatever reason, that song is just... That's number one for me right now. That's like my first go-to banger that I want to hear. So yeah, I think Aerosmith is going to, that's what we're going to kick the month off with. Then, like I said, interviews also January, Steel Panther is going to be here. Like I said, hey, Christmas, I called it last week. I called it. Steel Panther is going to be here. That was one of my Christmas gifts. So I'm going to be going to see them. I'm going to be doing another concert review, man. We did quite a few, man. We reviewed Sum 41. We talked about Steel Panther. We talked about Slash, The Black Crows, Weird Al Yankovic. So yeah, so across the spectrum, I had a great year going to see shows, man. So I plan to do more of those. I plan to do some more reviews of shows. So we got the top 10 list. We got concert reviews, interviews. And hopefully, if I can get some guests on, we'll go back to the Movies That Rock series we started last year. Didn't really take off like some of the other episodes did, but there's a lot of good movies out there I want to talk about and have some guests on, man. Because guests are my favorite part of the show. When it's just when it's not just me and my dumb head on here talking, I'm a drummer, man. I'm the guy that sits in the back, wails on the drums, gets that beat going, gets your booty shaking. That's me. That's what I'm here for. I'm not really here to talk all that much. But I do love talking about music. That's kind of why I do the show. So yeah, let's talk a little bit about the past year. Some of the guests I've had on the show. The very first guest I had on the show. The Metal Groove's not quite a year old yet. We're getting there. But my very first guest, the first guest of the year, was Thomas Ian Nicholas, man. The guy from American Pie. He has his own band. Very gracious. Very glad that he came on the show to talk to us, man. He was a fun interview. You can find that one on our YouTube, the Throw Me Podcast YouTube. Go on there. It was really funny, man. He did some of his lines from his movies. We talked about some of the stuff he's up to with his band. So that was a good time. Another great guest that I appreciate having on the show was Vic Ritchie from the band Any Given Sin. I saw them in concert last year, and I was glad I was able to talk to them for a little bit. I want to get the drummer on the show because I know he's a horror guy, and I'm a drummer. So, hey, we can talk about some drums. We can talk about some horror movies. I think that would be a really good time. Another great guest we had on the show this past year was Brendan from Wicked Love. We had the singer from Kentucky Ruckus was on the show. And probably one of my favorite shows I did all year is we had Mr. Zach, the artist formerly known as Zachy Slaughter. He was on the show, man, the lead singer of Skullfist. And my favorite thing about that episode was that he's actually become a friend, man. He's become somebody I can text with back and forth. So I've super enjoyed that friendship that I've built up with him over the year, man, just talking back and forth. And hopefully if his band does come touring the States, he'll come nearby and I'll get to go see him, hang out, talk to him in person. Some of the awesome bands that were awesome in the show as also well. If you're a new listener of the show, you missed some of these. Back in our archives, I have an interview with the band Hollowed Sky. Very awesome band out of Maryland. Local band, Chris Roberts of Silk Crow was on the show. Jeremy. I forgot about this one. Jeremy of Foo Fighters Tribute Band. Hey, Johnny Park was on the show. They were here. They played a show at the Music Farm in Charleston. That was a really, really good time, man. They do a great job. One of my great, great friends, fellow drummer, Matty Rotten of True Villains was on the show. That's a good one if you want to go back and take a listen to that one. It was awesome. I was super stoked to have him on the show, man. Been a fan of those guys since we've seen them open up for Steel Panther back in the day. Metal Mastermind, Trevor Church of the band Haunt was on the show. If you want to go back and check that one out, that was a really, really good time. Matt Redmore of Kentucky Ruckus, that was another one. He was really good. They're an awesome band. You know, another thing I've really enjoyed about this show is that I've kind of stumbled upon band and learned about them, and then getting to talk to the people kind of makes me fall in love with them a little more. Speaking of fall in love with the band, White Tiger. Three of the members from White Tiger joined me. That is an awesome, awesome band out of Birmingham, England, that were on the show. They were such a good time. Their album is spectacular. You will see how much I love that album when we get towards the end of the show. You know, we did a tribute to Mick Mars. We did a tribute to Taylor Hawkins. That was a bad one, man. I think it's been a great year for my show. Not to just kind of boast myself, but I've really enjoyed doing the show, talking to these people. Looking forward to many, many guests to be on in the future. All right, speaking of loss, this is the week. It's kind of an anniversary week. As of the recording of this episode, we had lost Rev, the drummer for Avenged Sevenfold, and Lemmy, man, the main man, the main mastermind behind the awesome, awesome, awesome band Motorhead. So kind of like a remembrance, man. I want to shout out, you know, especially the Rev. When I was talking to Matty Rotten from True Villains, man, I say, hey, that's one of my top five drummers of all time, and just the way he plays, man, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing the way he played the drums. So I want to say shout out to those two metal legends, man. This was the week that they passed away as of the recording of this episode. So shout out to them. But yeah, let's jump into some lists, some articles I wanted to share with you guys real quick. All right, the first article I wanted to share was this fun one. It's about TikTok, man. It's some of the metal hard rock songs that went viral on TikTok this past year. Hey, Thrill Me Podcast Network has a TikTok channel. Me, Tombstone Josh, has a TikTok channel, man. It's just a lot of fun. Review It Rob, I believe he has a TikTok channel out there as well. But TikTok, man, it's a big part of the music industry, man. If you know anything about the app or doing any of those things, is music is a part of it, man. It's a big part of it. And a lot of metal songs went viral this past year. All it takes is one video to go viral, and sometimes the song is a big, big reason for why it explodes in popularity, man. It's one of the big reasons Metallica hit and became on the Billboard's Hot 100 chart for the first time in 36 years or something like that. But it's become an extremely essential marketing tool when it comes to artists and record labels and stuff like that. So let's take a look real quick at some of the songs that went viral on TikTok this past year. Curly Smith with his Surrender to Me. This one is actually a really awesome and interesting story. One of the great examples of a song finding success through TikTok happened back in March when a young man named Zach Montana uploaded a video listening to one of his dad's tapes in his truck. Turns out his father is Curly Smith, who used to play drums for the band Boston. Great, great, great band. And he had a collection of unreleased solo songs on that tape. The one that Montana highlighted was a funk song called Surrender to Me, and it amassed so many views that the track was finally released 44 years later. Smith and Montana were both invited to perform the song on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Metallica, like we were just talking about, Master of Puppets, was such a huge, huge success based, you know, around season 4 of Stranger Things, man. It had to be one of the most buzzworthy shows of 2022. So the fact that Metallica's Master of Puppets was featured in the finale was such a big deal, and it meant a lot to so many people. Ghost, a band I'm not really familiar with, but they had a song go viral on TikTok called Mary the Cross. It kind of experienced that same kind of superstardom that Master of Puppets did. Someone used it in a TikTok video talking about Stranger Things, even though it had nothing to do with the show. It just kind of took off from there. Nickelback, She Keeps Me Up. They had some viral success on TikTok as well. Nickelback's from their 2014 album, No Fixed Address, had a fleeting moment in the spotlight when people were using it for thirst trap videos. Bad Omens' Just Pretend landed on Spotify's 50 viral U.S. playlist after making its rounds on TikTok. Panic at the Disco. Hey, if there was a band built for TikTok, I think it would be the poppy, kind of silly, just over-the-top band Panic at the Disco. But their song House from Memories made it on there for a little while. The Order of Elijah with the song's Wolf, in addition to the next few, was a part of a rise in popularity for cultural metal bands from around the world. The Order of Elijah are a deathcore group from the U.S. Prompts with Black Pill, Tokyo-based band featuring members from Japan and South Korea who have been backed by metal influencers and YouTube such as Nick Nocturnal. Their 2018 song Black Pill went viral this year on TikTok. Bloodywood, Gadar, our heavy Indian folk metal band. I just love that. That has a genre of its own, man. Heavy Indian folk metal. Might need to take a dive into that bad boy. But their track Gadar, which focuses on the separation of religion and politics from around the world, went viral on TikTok. Seems like for a good reason. End of Days with the band Temper. South Korea's End of Days have been around since 2013, but they just started gaining traction in 2022 when the song Temper went viral on TikTok. So there you go. I think it's a really cool article. You know, it's awesome. I can't wait to see what songs pop off in 2023, man, but it is a great tool for bands. That's how some people learn about bands, man. There's even old songs like Master of Puppets that were taken off on there, man. It's pretty freaking awesome. Ain't got nothing wrong with that. Okay, cool. So that was one album I wanted to share with you guys. Another article that I wanted to share with you guys. So this next article is going to be the most anticipated albums of 2023, and I'll kind of base my thoughts on which ones I think I'm looking forward to the most versus some of them that, you know, I probably don't have any thoughts on at all, man. But just thinking about the past couple years, 2022, COVID and everything like that, you knew that there were musicians, there were artists that were just crammed up doing nothing but writing music and just filling up with all this material that they were ready to put out, man. 2022 was a great example of that. We had so many bands put out so many great albums. The catalyst of bands coming back together kind of happened, and people just writing all of this stuff. seems like 2023 is going to be one of those years that's just going to be crammed with comeback albums and just new albums from all over the place, man. Just thinking about, we got Blink-182, My Chemical Romance, just to name a few. Godsmack, Paramore. We got Metallica's brand new album I talked about on a couple episodes ago. They're going to be having their 72 Seasons, which is a follow-up to their 2016's Hardwired to Self-Destruct. But let's just run through some of these real quick and talk, see what they think is going to be the most anticipated albums. This is from our friends over at Loudwire. Most anticipated rock and metal albums of 2023. And I'm going to go through these things really quick. Some of these bands I've actually never heard of, like this first one here, the Jared James Nichols. I guess that's the Jared James Nichols band. They got something coming out. Obituary, I do like them. Dying of Everything is coming out January 13th. We got Catatonia with Sky Void of Stars. What an awesome name. Manskin with Rush. Smashing Pumpkins. There we go, man. Smashing Pumpkins. They have a brand new album coming out January 27th. Good for them. We got Steve Vai coming out with a new album. White Reaper. What a cool name. Asking for a Ride is on the horizon for them right there. The Winery Dogs. They're a good band. They have a brand new album coming out called 3, which is going to be releasing on February 3rd. Good for them, man. Delane with Dark Waters. In Flames. Yes. Foregone, they have a brand new album coming out February 20th. Paramore, here we go. Big one for me. Paramore is awesome. Looking forward to that one. Their album drops February 10th. It's called This Is Why. Pierce the Veil. My daughter, actually, one of her friends is a big fan of this band. You know, driving around, going, hanging out with them, you know, taking them places, actually. Not just hanging out with them. Like, hey, Dad, can you take me here? Doing that, they played some of their songs for me while we were driving around. And not a bad band, so I might have to check this album out. The album's called Jaws of Lice, coming out February 10th. Avatar with Dance Devil Dance coming out. Dope has a album coming out called Blood Money Part Zero. Hey, man, why don't you get that one for Valentine's Day for your partner, because nothing says I love you like some blood money. Got that right? Godsmack, never really been a big fan of them. They got a brand new album coming out called Lighting Up the Sky, February 24th. Insomnium with Anno. Here we go. Big one for me, Steel Panther, On the Prowl, release date February 24th. Cannot wait to see them in just a couple of weeks. Enslaved with Hemdol comes out early March. We got Chelsea's Grin, Suffer in Heaven. Pop Evil has a new album. August Burns Red, saw them with He Is Legend back in the day. They are a really good band. They have an album coming out in March. We got Baby Metal. We got Bury Tomorrow with the Seventh Son. Metallica, here we go, big one. Hey, album of the year. I'm going to go ahead and call it now. Metallica 72 Seasons releasing April 14th. I believe that's going to be a really, really, really good one. Ace Frehley has some stuff coming out. Alice Cooper has an album. Anthrax, Avenged Sevenfold. That's a big, another big, big, big one for me, man. Looking forward to that. It's probably going to be another one of those bands I need to do a top 10 songs on. Check that one out. It's going to be coming down the pike. Blink-182, getting back together. Body Count. Butcher Babies, Cattle Decapitation, what an interesting name, man. Good for them. The Cure, Fear Factory, Frozen Soul, Guns N' Roses. We'll see if that actually happens. Looking forward to it, though, man. Their last album was Chinese Democracy. You Know Anything About Me. I love that album. I feel like Slash is the main catalyst behind anything getting put together over there. But we'll see what happens, man. Looking forward to it nonetheless. One of my favorite bands of all time. Immortal with The War Against All is coming out. Judas Priest, yes, looking forward to that one. They got some new stuff coming out. King Diamond, Mammoth, Wolf Van Halen. You know what? If there's one thing I can say about this guy, the more I listen to him, the more I watch him, I really, really like him, man. He's not just somebody trying to ride on his dad's coattails. And I really respect that he does all of the instruments on all of his albums, man. So props to him. Shout out. All the luck in the world to him. I hope he does it, man. Merciful Fate, My Chemical Romance, Nightwish, Nile, Overkill, Seven Dust. There you go. There's a badass band right there. They got a brand new album coming out next year. It's going to be good. They always put out good music. Stain, don't give a shit about them. Suicide Silence, Within Temptation. Good stuff, man. So yeah, it looks like 2023 is shaping up to be a really awesome year. I am definitely mostly looking forward to the Steel Panther, the Avenged Sevenfold, that Judas Priest, the Seven Dust, the Metallica. It is going to be a really, really awesome year in hard rock and heavy metal, man. Looking forward to it. Can't wait to share and talk about all those things with you. All right, so that's 2023. Let's talk about just a little bit, for just a little bit, let's talk about the year that was 2022. I found an article here that has their top 30 metal albums of 2022. So I'm going to run through those really quick. I'm looking forward to seeing which ones that they have in common with me, because after that, I'm going to be sharing with you guys my top 10 albums of 2022. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some similar, but I know that there's going to be a lot on my list that are just bias driven, man, because that's how I go sometimes. So I know there's some that are going to be like, huh, what? That's on your top 10 albums list of the year? Well, you know what? It's the ones I listen to the most often. So, hey, you know, let me love what I love, man. So let's dive into their list really quick to give a top. I'm going to give this particular article's top 30. Haven't heard of some of these bands, but I'm going to give you two of those, and then we're going to pay special attention to the top 10. Maybe this will give you guys an idea of what also came out this year, what to look out for in case something sounds interesting to you guys. But I'm going to base their top 10 versus my top 10 and see which one we think's better. Of course, it's going to be mine. But coming in at 30 is Voivod with Synchrono Archony. 29, we got Arch Enemy with Deceivers. 28, we got Devil Master with Ecstasies of Never Ending Night. What an awesome name. I love it. 27, we got Korn coming in with Requiem. 26 is Bloodywood with Rackshack. 25, Megadeth, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. Number 24, Death Spell Omega with The Long Deceit. Long Defeat, my bad. Slipknot, The End So Far. 22, we got Cave In, Heavy Pendulum. Number 21, we got Hailstorm with Back From The Dead. I haven't really dug into that album too much. Might need to do that as well. Number 20, they got Dark Throne with Astral Forest. 19, we got Gore, The New Dark Ages. What a sweet, sweet band they are. Number 18, we got Alexis on Fire. Number 17, they got Rammstein with Zeet. Number 16, they got Porcupine Tree with Closure Continuation. What an awesome, awesome name. 15, we got Candlemass with Evil Sun. Sweet Evil Sun. Number 14, we got Cult of Luna with The Long Road North. Number 13, Behemoth. Opeth Contra Natravam. What an awesome name, man. 12, they got Eldrum with Innate Passage. Coming at number 11, they got Pike versus Automation. Pike versus the Automation. That's what it says. 10, Chat Pile, God's Country. Number 9, Ozzy Osbourne's Patient, number 9. Number 8, they got Zeal and Ardor. Zeal and Ardor is the name of the album. Number 7, they got Ghosts Imperia. Number 6, they got Boris with Heavy Rocks. Number 5, they got Kardashava with Liminal Rite. Number 4, Lamb of God with Omens. Number 3, Nova Twins with Supernova. Number 2, Meshuggah with Immutable. Number 1, Soul Glow, Diaspora Problems. So the number one album on their list is Soul Glow. All right, cool. So my list is going to be very different from theirs. It has some bands you guys have heard me talk about probably ad nauseum. And then, you know, maybe some that weren't on their list actually. So I'm going to go through my top 10 albums of 2022. It's just the things that I listened to the most, things that kind of caught my ear that I enjoyed. Throughout the year, probably listen to the most, the most often. Starting in at number 10 is going to be the new Ozzy Osbourne album, Patient number 9. Standout track to me for that one is Mr. Darkness. Really dig that track. The kind of riff in it, super, super good. I feel like I couldn't have a metal list from the year without having Ozzy or this next band on it. So at number 9, I have Megadeth, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead. Song I really, really enjoy from that album is Life in Hell. Number eight is kind of a pick for me because it's something I was super stoked for. Love the movie. This is the soundtrack for the movie. Well, part of it. But it's Dream Widow. It's Dave Grohl's metal band that he threw together to kind of do the soundtrack for this album. So my standout track is the whole goddamn thing. The whole goddamn song. The whole goddamn album is really good. March of the Insane is one that sticks out that I probably listened to the most. It might have been the single release for it, actually. But number eight is Dream Widow. Number 7, we got Lamb of God with Omens. That was on their list. I got them at number 7. Standout track for me on that one is Gray Scale. Coming in at number 6 for me is Slipknot, The End So Far. I really, really enjoy the Dying song off that album. Okay, so number 5. This is where the bias comes in. This is why it's in my top 5, not something you heard on their list, because they're not cool enough. That list that they put together is not cool enough to have this band on it. But at number 5, I got White Tigers, This Is The Life. That album is so good. I've listened to it on repeat so many times. A stick-out song for that album for me, This Is The Life. I know my brother, Mr. Reviewer Rob, he really loves the song Heartbreak Hotel. Maybe it's because the guys were on my show. Maybe it was because they were so freaking cool. But that band, right, it really stuck with me throughout the year. So White Tiger coming at number five for me. Number four is going to be Meshuggah with Immutable. Anytime that you have a drummer that is voted one of the best drummers of the year, you know I'm going to love it. Listening to that band kind of makes me feel like I'm in my teens again, going to those hardcore shows with my friends. Just that, you know, the guttural growls and the screams and the double bass and the all that good stuff. So yeah, Meshuggah at number four. Coming in at number three, I got Alter Bridge with Pawns and Kings. Standout song to me is Silver Tongue. Coming in at number two is going to be Skullfist. Hey, this might be a biased list, but this is my list. I love it. I love them. I love the band. I love Zach. Skullfist, Paid in Full. Standout song for me off that album. The whole album's good, but Long Live the Fist is probably the one I listen to the most often, man. But Skullfist, if you haven't listened to them in a while, go check them out. They're so good. And then number one on my list, who could it be other than any other band? The album just came out. I'm still listening to it constantly when I'm not listening to Aerosmith lately. But See His Legends, Endless Hallway. The standout song for me has changed so much over the last month. But the standout song right now for me is Lifeless Lemonade. And, you know, I did a whole episode dedicated to He Is Legend, that album, and some of their fans coming on the show and talking to me, man. So they are number one. Let's go ahead and throw it out, an honorable mention for me. I kind of forgot that this one came out until just now. It dawned on me when I was talking about Alter Bridge and Slash and Guns N' Roses. But Slash's album, Slash featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, they dropped the album Four earlier this year. We saw them when they were touring to support that album. That's a really good album as well, man. So we'll throw that in the honorable mention spot at number 11. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and end the show playing a song from He Is Legend from that brand new album, Endless Hallways. I think it's a good one. I think it's a banger. The riff is really, really good as well. But before we dive into that song, I just want to say one more time, thank you guys for the support over the past year. I've really enjoyed it's been kind of a struggle doing the show. Like I said, I don't like to talk a lot. When I have guests on, it's a good time, man. I love talking to people about music. When it was me just by myself, sometimes a little bit of a struggle. So I thank you guys so much for the support. Hey, man, please go out there, get yourself a Stay Metal t-shirt. Check out all of the awesome t-shirts we have on our TeePublic store, man. Just look up Throw Me Podcast. But the network is growing. The show, the streams, the YouTube, everything is growing, man. I can't be more proud of the group of guys I have around me, the support that we have from you guys, the fans, the family, man. We have a great family growing here. And it's been a great time. So for this year, for this show, that is a wrap. The Metal Groove Podcast is in the books. 2022, we say goodbye to you. We say hello with our metal horns in the air to 2023, where we're going to be on to big and just badass things, man. I'm super looking forward to it. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. My name's Tombstone Josh. 2023 is going to be absolutely amazing, man. And until next year. Dad joke. I had to throw the dad joke in there, man. We'll see you next year. Stay metal.
You're short of break. the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Honor's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.